my dear son, Beryl. There seems to be someone knocking at the door. Can you please go see who it is?
Yes, Papa, right away. Who is it?
Open up! In the name of the Tsar, I must speak to the mister of this house immediately. This very important, this urgent.
Papa, there's someone at the door. He said he needs to speak to you right away.
Oh no! Oh, give out!
Papa, who is it? Who's at the door? What does he want?
Oh no! I'm afraid it's something that you don't want to hear about.
What do you mean, Papa?
Just a moment. Let me speak to the fellow at the door. Oh, good day, sir. Is there anything I can do for you? Do for me? As a matter of fact, it's going to be doing for the Mother Russia. What do you mean? Explain yourself, sir. Well, I have her papers. Papers from St. Petersburg. Well, on the papers here, it says that you have son. You have son, it says here, Beryl? You have son Beryl? Do I have a son, Beryl? Well, I have a few sons, actually. Let me think a second. Do you have son Beryl? I have no time. Yes or no? Have Beryl or no have Beryl in your house? I do have a son Beryl. Good! Beryl is to report to office to join the Tsar's army immediately. This is very important.
Are you sure it says on your paper, Beryl? Maybe it says, Babushka, and you're reading it wrong, and you came to the wrong house. Because there is no one at this address with the name, Babushka.
Babushka? You try being funny with me. This is not time for funny jokes. This is very serious business. Please make sure that you bring your son Beryl, not Babushka, but Beryl, to the office immediately. I have to go now to other homes to tell them the same things. Be well. Good day, sir.
Papa, who was that? What did he want?
I don't know how to tell you this, Beryl, but unfortunately, these official papers here from St. Petersburg say that I must bring you immediately. Yes, immediately, to the local offices in our town, so that you can be drafted into the Tsar's army.
I give out. Hey, Papa, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do? Well, the first thing, of course, is to David Hashem to help us out in this situation, because everyone knows that the children who go and are inscripted into the Tsar's army with this terrible decree of the Cantonist decree, they almost never come back, remembering that they were a Yid.
Is there anything that we could do?
Well, there actually is something that we could do.
What is it, Papa? What is it?
Well, it is known here in the town that if you know the right people and have the right amount of money, actually, then one can actually get out of this draft and can avoid it.
Really, Papa? Do you know anyone that you could bribe?
Well, Baruch Hashem, I am a man of means, and Hashem has blessed me with quite a fortune. And I'm about to dig deep into that fortune and to do whatever we can to get you out of this inscription. Son, we must immediately go to a doctor I know personally and see if we can get a doctor's note stating that you are not fit to serve as a soldier in the Tsar's army. And let me just be clear, of course, chas v'shalom, we are never to lie, never to make up things that is going, of course, against the Torah. But in this is a situation of pikuach nefesh, life and death, of course, for sure, to your neshama, and most likely as well to your body. Who knows where they will send you. We must do everything in our hand in order to get you out of this predicament. Come on, let us be on our way now. We must see the doctor that I know personally immediately. Time is of the essence.
Papa, I'm right behind you. Let us go.